Thank you, Marilyn. Good morning, everyone. You know, I especially love to hear that buzz as I'm walking into church and I hear you guys visiting and seeing each other and greeting one another. And that was a blessing to me. So thank you for sharing yourselves with each other. We are delighted that you are here today. Today is a special day. It is our Senior Recognition Sunday, and we are so glad that you guys could be part of here to celebrate our graduating high school seniors. We have an amazing group, first of all, a youth group in general. They are just a really cool group of kids, and these seniors have been great leaders in this group, and I tell you what, they learn from the best, from Savannah and Jordan. And so today you're going to get to hear a little bit from Savannah and get to know her better and know more about these seniors. So I'm so glad that you guys could be here with us today. If you're joining us online, we are so delighted that you took some time out of your weekend to be here with us for worship today. I hope that you find something meaningful out of the service today that you can take with you throughout the week. Now let's take a moment and prepare ourselves for worship. Take a breath with me and let's still ourselves. The Lord be with you. Now I invite you all to join us in our call to worship for today. Praise the Lord.
Tell you what, let's stand and smile and let us worship together.
I like that, Pastor Jake.
Thank you.
Here we go. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the highest heavens. Sun, moon, and shining stars, praise the Lord.
Let all creation praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the earth and seas, mountains and hills, all creatures and living things, praise the Lord.
Let even fires and hail, snow and frost, and stormy winds praise the Lord. Let all people praise the Lord.
All people, rich and poor, rulers and servants, young and old, masked and unmasked, praise the name of the Lord.
Let all gathered praise God's holy name. Praise the Lord.
Joyful, joyful. Pray with me, please. Lord God, as we prepare to worship you today, we ask that you would stretch our imaginations to sense the majesty and the mystery of your ascension. Help us to grasp the mission to which you have appointed us, to go into all the world and to do even greater works than you. Help us perceive how Jesus' presence in heaven can give us confidence in our praying and hope for the future. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Children's time, y'all come on down and join me. Come see me at the front. Let's go, friends. Good morning. Look at all these friends coming down to see me today. I have missed you all. All right. Hi, everybody. Come on down. How is everyone today?
Good.
I'm so happy to see you. Hey, I brought stuff today. I brought some pretty cool stuff with me. What is this?
It's
one of the funniest looking hats, right? It's one of the funniest looking hats we really have. But you know what? This hat does some magic stuff. The minute the graduate puts this hat on their head and walks into the arena or the stadium, their parents get all emotional. And I went to a graduation yesterday, and it was my niece. She was graduating college. And I didn't even have a child graduating in this service, and I got emotional watching these hats, watching them walk in. These graduation hats are some of the coolest. Some of you probably wore one if you graduated from kindergarten. You might have gotten to wear a hat. I think I saw Anderson in a hat, Julian. Yeah, you get to. These are the coolest, funniest looking hats on the planet, right? And we are so proud. And I'm so proud I got to borrow this from one of our graduating seniors today. I'm not going to put it on my head because I want it to be special on her head the first time she graduates. So I'm going to put this down. I brought another special tool. What's this? A balloon. I bought some balloons for my niece so that we could have a little party for her, just because I love balloons, right? And they're so fun. And they go up, and the ones with the helium are the best kind. The ones you have to blow up yourself, they're boring. They don't fly up in the sky. These are cool. But when I let the balloon go, where do they go?
To the ceiling.
They go up and up and up. Do they ever come back down?
No.
Do you wonder? As a child, we used to say, they're somewhere over on the other side of the world and someone's finding, but why don't we find their balloons on our side of the world, right? Don't you wonder? Yeah. These balloons go up, 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 right?
Yeah, they're balloons.
You know what
they
do?
You
know, one year we had trunk or treats in here. Do you remember Halloween? And we had a red balloon that would float all around the sanctuary for weeks and weeks and weeks. I don't think I'm going to do that to Mr. Mike this week when he cleans up, because he'll be fine in this balloon everywhere. So I'm going to hang on to it today because I really love it. But you know what it does when it goes up? Can y'all say the word ascend?
Ascend.
That word means go up, right? And today is one of the coolest days on the church calendar. It is Ascension Sunday. This is the day we celebrate that Jesus, after raising from the dead, right, after dying on the cross and raising from the dead, Jesus meets with his disciples, and it's time for him to ascend into heaven to be with his heavenly Father, right? And you know what Jesus says to these disciples? I'm going away, like this balloon when we let it go for, you know, far, far, far away. But someday, I'm going to come back to you. We don't know that day. We don't know the day that Jesus is going to come back. But you know what Jesus told those disciples? And I believe that Jesus was telling all of you and me and all of these people in here. Jesus was saying, while I'm gone, I'm going to bless you. And I want you to bless others and share this story, this beautiful love story that we've learned about our Jesus, right? So while Jesus is away, we have all of the power to share the love of Jesus with all these people. And I thought about our seniors today that are graduating. You guys have watched these kids grow up. Some of them have helped you in Tubulator. Some of them have helped at Kids Night Out. You've seen them around the church. You've lived with a senior who's graduating. These kids have shown you, while Jesus is away, the love of Jesus, right? And now we're sending them, just like this balloon, out to do greater things in the world. But you guys, when you're here, you guys have just the same power that these graduating seniors have today. You guys share your love with me and these friends of mine every single day, coming to this church and seeing your faces and seeing Jesus in each one of your faces brings joy to my life. And you guys are empowered by our Jesus to go out and do that with others, right? Mm-hmm. So even though our Lord is not here on this earth with us right now, he's all around us in each and every one of you, in each and every one of these graduating seniors. And it is our charge, just like it is their charge, to go out and share the love and share this story that we know. We don't want to keep it a secret, right? We want to spread it around. So this summer, this next year, share the love of Jesus. Share it with everyone you meet. Give them hugs. Give them smiles. And tell them about your awesome church. And congratulate these awesome seniors that we have that are going on to do bigger and better things, right? Can we pray together? God, we are so blessed. And you are so good. And you sent your son to live on this earth and teach us how to be like you. And now we know that Jesus is with you and celebrating each and every one of us and wants us to share that love with everyone that we meet. Be with these children and be especially with these graduating seniors today and help them to do big and great and beautiful things. We love you, Lord. Amen. If you guys are going to preschool praise, Miss Donna is going to meet you right here, and then you guys can go back and sit with your parents. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, y'all. I get to recognize our seniors and tell you a little bit about them. First off, as Ms. Cheryl said, all of our group is an amazing group. Each one of our youth group kids, they are amazing in their own ways, and they bring such special things to our group. Our seniors, however, might be my favorites today. Can I say that? It's a special day for them. And I am proud of each and every one of them. They bring such wisdom and insight, so many laugh and jokes. I mean, our group would not be what our group is without our seniors. So with that, I will go ahead and start with Aaliyah. She is an extraordinary young woman. She is kind. She is sweet. She's always willing to extend a helping hand. Like, you don't even have to ask. She just offers. Not only is she super, super sweet, but she is also super smart. She is in National Honor Society, DECA, FBLA, FCCLA, as well as dance and art. She plans on attending South Plains College for Cosmetology, and I just know she's going to do some great and amazing things, and I look forward to seeing those things for her. So if you'll go ahead and... Up next, we have Sydney. Sydney is also a member of National Honor Society. She plays the French horn in her school band, and she plans to attend Texas A&M University to study marine biology in the fall. She is a kind soul, and she wears her heart on her sleeve. She always brings a smile to our group. She's always willing to share her wisdom and her insight and knowledge. She is definitely a very, very sweet soul. We're so glad that we have her as well. Congratulations. Up next, we have Maggie Reed. Maggie is involved in the Pirate Pride Band, both in marching and concert, and she held the position of clarinet captain for both of her junior year and senior years. She's also a member of FCCLA, the Spanish Club National Honor Society, and she'll be graduating in the top 10% of her class. Maggie is a newer group, a newer addition to our youth group, and I am so thankful for her and for her great family. They bring such wisdom. Every time Maggie opens her mouth in youth, it's something's pouring out, and she's feeding into the lives around her. So we're just so thankful for her as well and her funny jokes. She's one you got to sit next to because she's got some witty jokes. They're just real silent, and that's my kind of people. So. Up next, we have Reese, and if you haven't caught the trend yet, we have some pretty smart kids in our group. Not that I had anything to do with that, but I'm going to be a little proud of them. She's also a member of National Honor Society, and she's the co-captain of her cheer squad and All-American cheerleader for the past 2 years. She has taken some floral design classes, and I have her on her social media, and so I got to see firsthand all of the great floral work she's been doing. And when I tell you, she's going to do some great and awesome things. She'll be attending Texas Tech and hopes to become a wedding planner, and I am just so excited. Reese is the type of kid, when I have to describe her, I always say she's a hot mess express because she is just the absolute best. She is hilarious to be around. She brings a joy to the group, and she's always willing to tell you what you need to hear, that's for sure. So, congratulations to our seniors. If you'll go ahead and join me in the litany today. Each one of you holds a special part in this congregation. No one else in the whole world is quite like you. We're proud of you and we love you. As a community, we want to support you. We bless you to grow in body and mind and spirit, even if the consequences are difficult and painful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. We promise to support you with our love, counsel, prayers, and to continue to walk with you on your journey of faith. Go with God to the world. There may be someone who will find the Lord through you. What you say and what you do can show the world that our Savior lives. You're his heart and you're his hands, and in his name let us share his love as you go into the world. As you get ready to go out into the world, there are a few things that you're going to need. You're going to go, you're going to get your fresh start, to reinvent yourself, to grow and to change. But there are some things to take with you. First being a laundry basket. No matter how accomplished you become or what you do, there is one thing that never changes. You're always going to have laundry. And you're always going to need to do your laundry. Please don't forget to do your laundry when you leave. I would tell you now, get one of these things and take advantage of your parents' laundry detergent before you leave, because they don't tell you how that thing's expensive and you gotta buy it all the time. Definitely use their laundry soap and make sure that when you're loaded up and come home, you come home with a smile, because then it'll help make sure your parents help you do your laundry when you come home. Maybe it's about time that we talk about that big secret. The fact that you still sleep with your stuffed animals. Also, that now that you're leaving Tech, you can officially be a Longhorns fan without having to worry about everyone else in this room maybe not liking you anymore. as you leave, you'll definitely need to take either your stuffed animal or your security blanket or your best, like, rag you've carried around your whole life that your parents have tried to throw away 100 times. Take that with you. You'll need it on nights when you're by yourself, cramming for a test that you forgot, or trying to remember the little bit of home. It's nice to have a buddy to remember that you're not alone. The last one is this family photo. You'll need a family photo. Whether you want to take a picture of your crazy families, that's fine, or if you want to take this one, I'll send you the link. You want to make sure that you remind yourself that you're surrounded with love and that you have a support group back here, whether you need to take a picture of your church body, your family, whatever. You have a support group who loves you and is rooting for you and can't wait to see all the great things that you're going to do. Obviously, there are more important things to take with you as you go. The one thing I want you to really, really take as you get ready to leave, seniors, is to take the love that Jesus and this body of believers has for you, to spread it with everyone you come in contact with, and to remember it when you're having your bad days, because you're going to have some bad days. When you forget your first assignment and you get a zero, and your world stops for a minute and that panic sets in, or maybe when you're up cramming because you procrastinated because you thought you had more time when you didn't, or when you tell yourself, no, it's okay, I'm going to get up at 6 tomorrow and then I'm going to work on it. We know you're not going to do it, okay? Just don't even set yourself up for that failure. Know that there's people who love and support you back home and still rooting for you. Next, take your calling. Remember the calling that each of you has received as children of God, and don't be ashamed to shout it from the rooftops. Remember that you're called to do great things and that the world needs you to be who you are meant to be. Next, take the word and hold it close. Read it, study it, mark the pages, tear it up if you need to. If you need to flip through that thing so much that the pages are worn thin, do it. If it needs to be held together by a binder clip, I know a guy. Tear it up, repeat it, read it over 10,000 times. Text us and call us and FaceTime us with your questions and your aha moments, because just because you're leaving doesn't mean that we're not still invested. Each one of these people in here is invested in your walk with God and invested in you. Text us and call us. Even if it's 2:00 in the morning, I will text you back in the morning, and I know Jordan will still be up, so he'll text you back then. Share it with the people around you. Share the love of God that has been poured into you. Share it where you go. Bloom where you're planted. I know that each one of you are going to do great and amazing things, and I look forward to getting to see all of the great things you do. So, sweet friends, as I get ready to send you guys off, I want to encourage you with some words from Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all. Take it with you. Take that love with you. Remember your calling. Remember that we love you so much. And remember that the world needs you to be who you're meant to be. Thank you.
God's will.
Our psalm reading today is from Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. The word of God for the people of God.
Joy and a gift, just a pleasure it is to gather with you for worship. Church, I want to thank you. Some of you were there when these high school seniors were dedicated as children, and for years it has been your love and your prayer, right, that has come alongside of these parents through thick and through thin, and I want to thank you, church. I want to thank the families who have shared their students with us. There is joy. There's some fun. There's activity, and we look forward. You are students. You are not the church of tomorrow. You are the church of today, and we're so grateful. And it really is these students and these families that create a beautiful youth ministry. And also, if you join me in appreciating Savannah, just a wonderful youth minister we have. If you can't get a good pastor, at least get a good youth minister, they told us in seminary. And Robert Alter, Hebrew scholar, says that Psalm 1 is the standard moral calculus for our faith. Does anyone have some PTSD just hearing the word calculus? Yeah, the primary stream of our faith is this idea that blessed is the one who meditates on God's word. Day and night, they are like a stream. They are like a tree planted by waters. Their leaves do not wither. They yield fruit in season, and all that they do prospers. Really, this doesn't really seem like complicated advanced mathematics to me. There is a simplicity. There is a sacredness to this simple faith that our lives, grounded in the wisdom of God, therefore we are then able to live as a great tree of faith. Certainly there are tributaries that branch off from this central stream. Solomon, in all of his splendor, causes us to wonder who really is wise. Ecclesiastes and Koheleth cause us to ask, is life really rational? Yeah, there is this dialogue in the text that we call Job that truly questions, is a life rooted in faith the blessed life? Certainly these tensions appear in our scripture. Certainly we have lived into these realities in our lives. However, the stream that seems to shape the bedrock of our faith is when our lives are grounded in the wisdom of God. Now, Psalm 1 uses this incredible word, meditate. meditate. Doesn't that just sound so spiritual? It sounds initially contemplative in nature. It's a great word. And in other places in our Hebrew scriptures, this word meditate actually does not have a contemplative connotation at all. Rather, in other places in our Hebrew scriptures, the word that we get meditate here in Psalm 1 is not the word to staying up all night on Jehovah. This is a word that is used for culinary purposes. It's a word that means consume. It's a word that's translated savor. In Isaiah, the word is translated growl, as a prey growls over its kill. Yeah. We are to consume the wisdom of God like a tree planted by the stream, its roots reaching down deep. There it is fed by the stream. Which begs the question of us, what are the sources? What are the sources that feed our foundation? Yeah. Norman McLean asks the question this way, eventually all things merge into one and a river runs through it. The river was cut by the world's great floods and runs over the rocks of the basement of time. On some of the rocks are timeless raindrops. Under the rocks are the words, and some of the words are theirs. What McLean is saying is, what are the rocks beneath the stream? And what are the words beneath those rocks? What are the sources of truth and wisdom in our life? Rob Bell, in a more Dr. Seuss fashion, asks the same question. What is the thing behind the thing, driving the thing that makes the whole thing go? Yeah. What is the thing behind the thing that makes the whole thing go? Psalm 1 answers such a question by saying there is a stream. There is a stream of wisdom and love and grace that feeds the whole thing. It's so good to drink from this living stream. Now, this is my opinion, seniors. This is my opinion. Real Christians go to the early service. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Freudian slip. My opinion. Christians never graduate. They never graduate. So if you drop out of college, you can just say, Pastor Jake said, Christians never graduate. No. Tony Campolo, Christianity's Ralphie, I suppose. Campolo says, Christians never retire. Yeah. Graduation is so fun. Yeah. Retirement is so fun. Can a brother get an amen? Yeah. Yeah. These are wonderful things in our culture. However, these are not the processes of our faith. Yeah. In the Gospel of Luke, at the Ascension, the disciples, having enjoyed 40 days of the post-resurrected Christ, the disciples who had journeyed with Jesus those 3 years of ministry, the disciples who had been through the trauma and confusion of the cross, the disciples who had been bewildered and amazed by the resurrection, the disciples who had then gathered there and broke bread and fish there on the shoreline, at the ascension of Jesus, when it seems as though something is happening similar to his baptism, the disciples say, is now the time. You will restore the kingdom to Israel. And is now the time you will restore the kingdom to Israel? To me, this is a graduation-like question, right? Is now the time where we will ascend and no longer be under Roman rule? Are we done with the whole serving and healing? Or now can we sit on the throne and enjoy the thing? And instead of a graduation commencement address, instead of a retirement party, Jesus instead, in response to this question, Jesus blesses. Jesus sends forth. Jesus commissions. where humans may like to graduate, where humans may like to finish, as Jesus, there at the Ascension, Jesus says, let's keep going. Let's paddle out into this stream a little bit further. Yeah. Is now the time you will restore the kingdom to Israel? The disciples are asking, and as I believe, the disciples are emblematic of the human tendency to bend towards form and structure. Yeah. What is the thing that represents the thing behind the thing? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think form nor structure is bad in and of itself, right? This is why we built a church building. Form and structure can be good. I don't think Jesus thinks form and structure is bad in and of itself. We read Jesus is more than willing. Jesus is more than happy to work through, to work within, to work at least near to the boundary of institution, to form, to structure, to all the traditions that humanity sort of has created. Jesus does not say this is bad in and of itself, and yet I believe the life of Jesus reveals there is a stream deeper than all the form and all the structure. What is the thing behind the thing? And it is at the Ascension. It is at the Ascension. Will now be the time that you restore the kingdom of Israel. It is at the Ascension Jesus says, no, but I am sending my Spirit to be with you. Basketball coaches, they're going to leave. All except for the best one. Yeah. The forms and institutions of this world will let you down. Yeah. Presidents are going to come and go. They're going to let you down. Yeah. Forms and institutions will let you down, but there is a stream. There is a Spirit for which our hope and our trust and our faith can be placed without end. Without end. Yeah. There is that which is deeper, that our roots might go down to receive. Let your roots down deep and receive the wisdom that is deeper and better and more meaningful and produces such sweet fruit. And the tallest, greatest, most beautiful trees in this world. Do you know what trees are? Yeah. I mean, West Texans know. I mean, when Jesus washes the disciples' feet, West Texans get that, right? When the psalm speaks of trees, right? West Texans can relate to the ecology, to the semi-arid climate of the biblical setting. However, as I'm learning, not at our house, but as I'm learning, like if you water it in West Texas, like if you water it, if you take care of it, it'll grow, right? It'll grow. It's incredible. The tallest trees on the planet. John Muir says that the true entrance to the universe is through two trees, right? Yeah, can a brother get an amen? Yeah. The tallest trees on the planet, the sequoias of our national parks, the tallest, at the base they're as wide as a city street. Yeah, yeah. General Sherman, 300 feet tall, as I'm told. Yeah. The tallest trees in the world have root systems that go less than 20 feet deep. How do they do that? And this is in a place in the world as windy, just like it is here. This is a place in the world that is riddled with seismic activity. How is it? And if you've ever, have you seen the trees? Have you seen the trees? It kind of, to me, it's like going to a basketball game, right? Because it's like everyone's so tall, like no one really looks that tall. You're like watching the Olympics, right? And everyone is so fast. It's like nobody looks that fast. All of these trees, the tallest trees on the planet, are also surrounded by the other tallest trees on the planet. So how can they go so high? Yeah. They don't let their roots down deep. Their roots weave together and they hold one another up. Yeah. The tallest trees on the planet, together in a grove, hold one another up. Yeah. Like trees by a stream, we hold one another up. Who is holding you up? And who needs you to hold them up? Generally speaking, I know life is not binary, but generally speaking, for me in the spiritual life, although I tend to prefer the both and, sure, but generally speaking, the spiritual life, there's an either or here for me, meaning there are seasons of my life in which I need to lean upon a brother or a sister or a friend, okay? There are seasons of my life where I tend to be seeking help, seeking wisdom, seeking support, right? And then there are other seasons of my life in which I am representative, at least, of that interconnected support. So I think we all do well to just take a little inventory of our souls. What kind of season am I in? Am I in a season in which it's good to be connected to another? Yeah, beautiful. Am I in a season in which it is good to need some help from someone? Beautiful. Christy Nelson, in her book, Wake Up Grateful, recalls the story of her terminal illness, terminal cancer at age 35. Christy, in my opinion, she'd fit great in this church. I think she's an Enneagram 2. She's a doer. I think she's acts of service and gifts and love language. She thinks ahead. She's always doing. She's always helping. She's activated. And she fit right in here with all of you who have developed such a beautiful reputation of this spiritual community. And she writes about when she became diagnosed, and they're in the throes of treatments, they're in the throes of corrective surgeries to correct a previous corrective surgery. And some of you know this story all too well. She speaks of how much deeper some of her relationships began to be. Relationships previous to her diagnosis that she wondered if they were fading. But she learned in this season of life that all of that doing before had its limitations. And now she was dependent upon the love and the generosity and literally the transportation of people around her. And she speaks of how much her relationships are enriched by being in a season of need. And as a person who is arrogant, as a person who is semi-independent, as a person who is semi-self-sufficient, I tie my own shoes. Aren't I special? I am reminded that the spiritual life, spiritual wellness, true emotional maturity is not to have it all together. You don't have to have it all together. It's okay. Savannah used this incredible term earlier. It's okay to be a hot mess express. Do you know anybody who has their life all together? They're lying. And it's better to live honestly. Yeah. There is a myth in our culture. The Marlboro Man with Stetson and Steed riding solo into the sunset. That is not a healthy, spiritual way to live. No, we let our roots grow together like trees by streams. Viktor Frankl, a psychotherapist, a Holocaust survivor, tells an incredible story of a woman, unfortunately, in a working camp who was bedridden. And that woman explained to Dr. Frankl, said, "My loneliness is far greater than my injury and my illness." Oh, man. That's why we got to be doing this together all the time. Loneliness is far more difficult than injury and illness. She says, "My loneliness is only really supported by the one friend in life I have left." And who's that? Dr. Frankl asked. Well, it's actually the chestnut tree outside the barbed wire boundary of this working camp. And she says, I speak to the tree all day long. And I tell the tree what's going on in my life. Fascinated. Dr. Frankel honestly asks, does the tree ever respond? Does the tree ever say anything in return? And she said, well, yes. Well, yes. The tree doesn't say much. But the tree always says, I am here and I am with you. Are there any more spiritual words? I am here. I am with you. That's the thing behind the thing behind the thing. When all else fades, right? She says, at night when my loneliness peaks and I can no longer see the tree for the dark, I can hear the wind rush through her leaves and I sense her whisper, I am here and I am with you. And this is what I believe the Spirit of God says to us. I am here. I am with you. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Lord, nourish us with your wisdom and your truth, with your grace, your beauty, and your love. As our roots reach, may we be reminded of just how sweet your stream is. For these, my brothers and sisters and friends, those who are graduating, those who are dealing with what it means to no longer have that graduate in their home, with those who are remembering what it was like to graduate oh so many years ago, for those of us who are lonely, for those of us who are ready to serve, would you remind, would you encourage, would you inspire each of us that the Lord is here, that the Lord is with us, and that you, O God, alone are good. In the name of the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we pray together. Amen. I invite you to stand as we continue to sing and respond and worship together. If we can be of help to you now, gosh, we'd be honored to, or at your convenience in any way that works best for you.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day and for giving us the opportunity to gather here to worship and praise you. You have shown us unconditional humility, gentleness, patience, and love, so it is our responsibility to repay you with our gifts, not just through our offering, but in our commitment to you, for you are the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, creator of all, who is above all and through all and in all. It is in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy. Trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. But you go out with joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Trees of the